This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Going to take a detour to the labor force right now and how much people in it get paid. Illinois and New Jersey have joined a growing list of states that say employers can't ask job applicants about their salary histories. It's all part of a push to address some long-standing pay disparities between men and women or racial and ethnic groups, disparities that can be reinforced when applicants have to disclose what they made at their previous jobs. From the Workplace Culture Desk, Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more on that.
At first, Florida attorney Stephanie Hoffman says she didn't have much choice. As a state prosecutor, her salary details were public record, but
every job that I've had since then, I've always been asked, what are you making? And then been offered a little bit more.
And she thinks that's put her at a disadvantage. She once asked a male colleague fresh out of law school about his pay.
And he was making about $12,000 more than I was, even though I had 7 years of experience in the industry.
Ann Hedgepath with the American Association of University Women says questions about salary histories hurt women and minorities the most. Female workers still make about 80 cents for every dollar earned by a man in the same job, and the disparity is even greater for women of color. When employers ask about past salaries,
that can mean that they bake in the past experience of a gender pay gap, of bias and discrimination into your future earnings.
But businesses say not having a job seeker's past salary hurts their ability to sort through applicants and offer a fair wage.
You get an idea of where they've been and you get an idea of how they've been building up their career.
Nikki Cimino works in operations and HR for a nonprofit in Denver and says with salary data out in the open, it's easier to hone in on candidates who will be a good fit and avoid wasting time with overqualified applicants. She's pushed for her company to include salary details in their job postings instead. Research from John Horton at MIT shows hiring did take more time and effort when salary history was withheld, but when it came time for companies to make an offer,
they hired people who historically had earned lower wages.
Whether a state has these laws or not, workers can find a way around the question, like Yolanda Gartner, an engineer in Florida.
I will put in the very minimum that I'm willing to take that position at, or I will put inside that salary field negotiable.
Provided you have the savvy negotiating skills required to close the deal. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.